Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. As always, I'm your host, Thomas. The way this podcast works is very simple. You just pick an episode, press play, and get comfortable in bed. I'll guide you through a short relaxation to settle you in, and then I or one of my friends will read you a bedtime story designed to gently grasp your attention and guide you to sleep. Tonight, Nadine will be reading to us as we enjoy a relaxing adventure on the Santa Fe River in Florida, full of crystal clear waters and vibrant nature. This story was the runner-up in our most recent social media poll to last week's episode about the bioluminescent bay. It got plenty of votes itself, so we didn't want to disappoint you who wanted to hear it. Follow us on social media to stay up to date on all the latest Get Sleepy news and updates, and to take part in future episode polls. All of the links are in the show notes. And before we get to our story, I'd like to thank Magic Spoon for supporting the podcast. You're probably listening to Get Sleepy so that you can get a good night's rest and wake up tomorrow full of energy. But another thing that's very important to setting you up for a great day is breakfast. The difficulty with breakfast is finding a cereal that is actually good for you. And that's where Magic Spoon come in. Their cereal contains zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. They have 4 flavors to try: cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. And with their variety pack, you can try them all. The taste is incredible, almost too good to be true. And it's bound to give you a nice heap of nostalgia, because it tastes just like your favourite cereals of childhood. So go to magicspoon.com/getsleepy to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use the promo code GETSLEEPY at checkout to get free shipping. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product that it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/getsleepy and use the code GETSLEEPY for free shipping. So now, it's time to prepare for our story. Let's do that by bringing our focus to the breath. As you lay in bed, perhaps making some final adjustments to get comfortable, notice the rise and fall of your chest and stomach. On your next inhale, slow the pace and hold the breath at the top for 2 seconds. Then release. Pay attention to the subtle changes in how you feel. More relaxed, more settled, just by focusing on the breath. So take a few more deep breaths holding for a moment at the top, before letting it all flow back out. And that sense of gentle, soothing flow is the perfect way to ease into tonight's story. So I'll hand over to Nadine. We begin in a particularly tranquil setting, relaxing on a rocking chair in the shade of a porch, somewhere in the Florida countryside.
On the wraparound porch of an antique farmhouse, you finish lacing up your shoes and slowly sit back in a handmade rocking chair. It creaks softly against the scuffed wooden floorboards as you sway back and forth. It's easy to fall into the rhythm of the rocking as your knees slowly flex and then relax. You find your breath begins to align with the movement of the chair, breathing in as it sways backwards and exhaling as you return to center. It's a soothing rhythm. You can imagine sitting here all day, watching the light shift against the farmhouse walls as the sun traces its path across the sky. Perhaps you will, another day. You carefully stand up from the rocking chair, placing one hand on the back to slow its movement. You bend down, pick up your small pack of belongings, and set out on the dirt path leading away from the front of the house. The warmth of the mid-morning sun is a welcome sensation on your skin. You feel the slightest prickle of heat against your hair follicles, and it sends a familiar tingle up your spine. Lime green and powder blue dragonflies flutter by, buzzing gently as they dance in and out of the grass on either side of the path. In the air, you detect a sweet, clean aroma, perfumed with the unmistakable tang of orange blossoms. You reach out and run your fingertips through the waist-high grass around you. The blades bend gently, only to spring back upright after your hand passes. You hear the soft rustling of their movement against your skin. As you walk, you notice the landscape slowly transform from dense, tall grasses to clusters of lean, willowy trees that surround the path. Their roots are craggy and bent, reaching into the ground for the freshwater aquifers that sustain them. You continue down the path, tracing the pattern of the roots with your gaze. Before long, you find yourself in a clearing. Here, the dirt path you've been following joins several others and widens at the juncture. This walkway is lined with fresh brown mulch and carefully planted gladiolus flowers. In the sun, the fragrant blooms and woody composites combine to create an intoxicating, earthy aroma. You bend down slightly to inspect one of the gladiolus flowers, From this perspective, you can see that last night's rain left the petals heavy with clear droplets. You reach down and brush your hand along one of the sword-shaped petals. A lone drop of water makes a leap onto your fingertip, only to roll off, falling to the ground and disappearing into the mulch. Back on the path, you listen to your footsteps padding one by one on the ground. You count the steps silently in your head and let your body fall into the repetitive movement. After a few minutes, you reach a small, charming building, styled like a log cabin, with overlapping timbers and a short, peaked roof. The words "Welcome Center" are written in block lettering above the double door entryway. A few palm trees stand like sentries on either side. They seem to greet you with a gentle rustling of their fronds. Stationed near the entrance, just before the towering palms, is a large, colourful map of the area. You take a moment to study it and orient yourself around the large purple arrow that reads, "You are here." Winding through the centre of the map is the Santa Fe River, a modest body of water that, like many in the area, goes completely underground at one point along its path. Today's adventure will keep you up above ground, though, as you plan to explore the river under the open sky. You hear the soft crunch of footsteps off the path. You turn and find a woman standing there. She introduces herself as one of the local guides. She noticed you studying the sign. "You'd like to see the sights along the river," you tell her, but you're not sure where to start. After a brief conversation, you decide that a guided kayak tour is the perfect way for you to relax and experience this beautiful waterway firsthand. You follow her inside the Welcome Center, where snorkeling, scuba gear, and other aquatic equipment is rented. You collect your paddles and exit out the back of the Welcome Center. Outside, you are greeted once again by the calming sight of a baby blue sky with puffy white clouds. Beneath it lies a dense green forest, and below the forest line is the river's edge. The water itself cuts a wide path through the greenery that shrouds either embankment. In some areas, the water is shallow enough to walk right in. The guide beckons you to a landing where small kayaks are arranged carefully on the sand. She points to a blue one with room for two passengers. With the help of your guide, you easily board the kayak. Gripping the edge of the boat, you steady your feet on the flooring and sit down. You settle yourself on the shiny black seat at the front of the boat. It's a snug fit, making you feel secure and stable. The waterproof cushion behind you is smooth and spongy. It contours perfectly to your spine. The cockpit is well padded to support your hips and thighs. It has plenty of room to stretch your legs out. The degree of comfort is actually rather surprising. She lays the paddle across your lap, balanced on the rim of the boat. You feel a delicate grinding from below as she pushes the kayak across the sand and toward the water. Then the front of the boat lifts slightly around you as it starts to float. The back is still on solid ground. You shove one edge of your paddle down into the sand to steady the kayak as she climbs in behind you. With a gentle plop, she sits and pushes the boat off into the river. The kayak glides easily into the crystal clear waters. You feel like a swan, gracefully slipping across the surface, leaving only a delicate wake behind you. You take in a deep breath and taste the sweet, pure air above the water. The breeze cools your neck and tickles your hairline. You dip your paddle into the water and rhythmically move it side to side. Left hand up, right hand down. Right hand up, left hand down. The blades slip effortlessly through the water. As you paddle, you begin to notice the details in your surroundings. Looking more closely at the trees, you see all of the smaller plants that add to the complexity of the whole forest. There are vines, some tangled, others hanging, and leaves that appear to be spilling down from tree branches high in the canopy. Some of the leaves have a pointed shape, while others fan out in large ovals. Tiny holes pierce nearly every leaf, a sign that insects have been feasting happily. The forest is teeming with life. Small beetles crawl across fallen trunks. A butterfly lands delicately on a stem. The colours here are vibrant. You see ochre and mandarin, lavender and pearl. Deep greens shade the ground below, and light greens signal new growth on the forest floor. The smell of fresh pine draws your attention to piles of firewood stacked neatly by the side of a rocky trail on your left. It leads away from the water's edge, perhaps to a campground where a family might be making lunch by their tent. The slight whistle of the breeze brings you out of wonderment and back to the kayak before it falls still again. Sound travels well here. The sweet chirps of birds and the tranquil swishing of rolling water draws you inward. You are grateful to be here, now, on this river. Your guide steers the boat towards the shallow water on your right. The kayak glides effortlessly. The sapphire water is so vivid and clear, you can see your reflection in the rippling surface. The depth here is only about 3 feet, so it's easy to observe everything happening in the water below you, almost like looking inside a fish tank. Dark patches of plant life line the bottom in some areas. You spot a couple of small clusters of rocks and some shells here and there, but mostly it's just beautiful layers of blue all the way down to the aqua-tinted sand. You paddle forward a bit until you come to a slightly deeper part of the river. Here, tall vine-like branches and leaves are submerged into the crystal water. They sway as you push past from above. Near the branches, you can just make out schools of small silver fish. They cross under your kayak, making their way hastily downstream. It appears that they have somewhere important to be. But thankfully, you don't. You dip one hand in the water and let small ripples lap against your wrist. It's your friendly greeting to the swarming school of silverfish. You swish your hand gently and enjoy the sensation of the river as it cools the back of your hand. You cup your hand and raise it up to you, admiring the diamond clarity up close at eye level. Water drips through the spaces between your fingers and rolls down your palm, across your forearm, to the crook of your elbow. You shake your hand free of the remaining water and let it dry in the warm summer air. Your eyes follow the school of fish. They make their way to some trees at the edge of the river. Bright yellow-green moss lines their trunks right at the waterline. The riverbanks are full of foliage, large rocks and plants sprouting in every direction. Just when your eyes begin to settle in the tranquil beauty of the blues and greens and browns, a new colour emerges. Soft puffs of a blushing pink appear in the corner of your vision. To your right, your gaze comes to rest on a pair of long and delicately thin black legs. You follow the legs up to a plump pink body and realize what you're seeing. A flock of flamingos are curling their necks into a shallow corner of the river, having a little sip of water and perhaps some lunch too. One flamingo, who is settled a bit closer to you than the rest, looks up. With the tip of your finger, you trace the arc of his neckline in the air, from the beak down the gentle curve that's shaped like an S, and coming to rest on his large feathered midsection. At once, the flamingos spread their wings, and you relish in the flushing sight of creamy orange pinks and delicate rose as the flock rearranges themselves in the water. Not wanting to disturb them, you and your guide move on, carefully paddling past. Just ahead, there's a bend in the river. It narrows slightly, and the trees cluster more tightly along the edges of the water. The trunks grow away from the forest in this place, forming a dense canopy of branches that hangs above you, shading your path. Beneath the archway of foliage, there's the perfect amount of light for your eyes. The colours stand out in higher definition here. Bright green leaves reflect on the water's dark and glassy surface. Trunks grow down and up, each with a unique curvature. Branches reach toward their mirror images beyond the bow of your boat. The images in the water are absolutely mesmerizing. you are struck by an image of ripples across the glass. Pockets of light break through spaces in the canopy above. Thin, pale yellow lines of light bounce off the water and make flashing reflections on the surface as they move. You and your guide enjoy a moment of silence. A chorus of insects hum from the trees. Branches sway and creak in a breeze. A leaf falls, dancing on the air, before coming to rest in a shallow pool a few feet away. What an incredible journey it's been already, along this bending, twisting, magical riverway. You pick up your paddle and rest it on your lap, allowing the boat to drift. It follows the current, steady and slow. You take a moment to stretch your hands in the air. They come to rest behind your head and cradle it gently. You lean back and lay your neck against the sun-warmed, spongy cushion. The trickling sound of the river and rustling leaves lead your mind to wander. You think of the movement of the water and how it mirrors the slow time of summer. Minutes and hours feel the same as you meander down the river at its own pace. With your head tilted back, you can see the tapering green tips of the forest and the floating clouds in the pale blue sky. The canopy opens up as you drift through. This part of the crystal clear river is illuminated fully by the sun. Without the archway of shade, there is nothing to obstruct the golden rays from beaming onto the shimmering water. The teals and greys you saw in the shaded area turn into the softest turquoise hue in the direct light of the sun. It feels like you are not just admiring these colours, but bathing in their therapeutic magic. You draw in a deep breath through your nose and take a moment to appreciate the serenity of this sight. You are enveloped in the calm acceptance of this place. It is comfortable here. And quiet too. You feel your eyelids begin to grow heavy. It's time for a midday nap. Your guide uses her paddle to turn the boat back the way you came. It's all right, she tells you. There's plenty of time for you to rest your eyes. You're in no rush to head home. With the green canopy back overhead, you're protected from the sun. The shade encourages your eyes to close. You settle your head on the cushion and secure your paddle on the rim above your legs. Your mind wanders to the dappled sunlight, the patches of yellow-green moss, the school of silverfish. You think of the grass bending back beneath your fingertips and the creaking of the rocking chair on the farmhouse porch. you think of the sky and the puffy white clouds, which carry your thoughts away into sleep as you float here, safe and secure on the Santa Fe River.